The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that answers the question, is it possible to make a vowel sound out of a potato? Can the word potato be a verb? What about an actual potato? Can that be a verb? What about the word verb? Can the word verb be a verb? Can it be a potato? Mama, I'm scaring myself. And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, that kooky intro by Todd Wilkerson must mean it's time for another episode of the Eric Metaxas Show.
Big show.
Albin, it's a Monday.
Yes.
Martin Luther King Jr. Yes. Day in America. Mm-hmm. Now, that means that a lot of people are home from school, home from work, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Probably yep. not listening to the program. So why are we even here?
I don't know.
Well, there are probably some people listening. And we're talking to you. If you're listening, you're our audience. There's
That's
no doubt
right.
about
and
that.
And listen up.
And please. Okay, we got exciting stuff. First of all, today we got John Zmirak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Zmirak, he's always on fire, so I don't need to even mention that. He's on fire
Fire.
To talk about current events, number one. Number two, in a few minutes, today's Miracle Monday, mm-hmm. and we have Rebecca Bender on this program. She wrote a book called Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Journey from Trafficked to Triumphant. Rebecca, mm-hmm. who will be on this program in a few minutes, will share with us her story of being sex trafficked. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable yeah. what she went through, how she got out of it.
And what she's doing to help others.
And what yeah. she's doing to help people who are being trafficked right now. This is serious stuff, but it has a happy ending.
Yes.
In an hour or two's miracle. Okay, this weekend, mm-hmm. if I sound tired, you know why? It's because I am tired. Why am I tired, you say? I'll tell you why. Because yesterday, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the other side of the continent, I preached three services at Calvary, Albuquerque. Skip Heitzig is the head pastor there.
Yeah.
He's a friend. He and his wife, Lenya, are just wonderful people. And they invited me out there to speak in his church. And I spoke on William Wilberforce, because a lot of times I'll go to a church and I realize, you know, I've been here before, but I never spoke about this or that. The last time I was there, I spoke about Martin Luther, which is the book that, you know, came out 2 years ago. But that reminds me that on the first page of my book on Martin Luther, I talk about how Martin Luther King Jr. got his name.
Yes, that's right.
And I have to mention on this MLK Jr. Day, mm-hmm. this is almost unbelievable. It's on the first page of my Luther book, so listen carefully, because very few people know this, and I didn't know it until I wrote the book, did the research. Michael King was a pastor in the 1930s, a black pastor from Alabama. And he traveled to the Holy Land, and then he traveled to Germany for a pastor's conference, a Baptist pastor's trip to the Holy Land and then to Germany. And when he was in Germany, This is Michael King. He was so moved by the story of Martin Luther that he officially changed his name to Martin Luther King, from Michael King to Martin Luther King. And his son, who was Michael King Jr., and all his friends called him Mike till the day he was killed, changed his name. He was a boy. His father changed his name, and so he said, I'm going to change my name. So Martin Luther King Jr. changed his name when he was a boy because his father had changed his name. I cannot believe that both of them were so moved by the life of Martin Luther that they changed their names. But Martin Luther King Jr., whose life we celebrate today, changed his name when his father changed his name to celebrate Martin Luther. And the funny thing is, Martin Luther, if you read my book or you know about him anyway, he lived such an extraordinary life that you can see why both of these men wanted to do that. So I had to mention that up front. But when I was in Albuquerque, I was talking about William Wilberforce. Oh, if you want to see the sermon or you want to see – Skip Heitzig did an interview with me during two of the services where he sat down and it was just kind of a fun interview, a little lighter than having me be at the podium preaching. But those are both posted on my Facebook page and on my Twitter page. And obviously this weekend, Friday, we sent all this stuff out. So this is another time to remind you, please sign up for my weekly email. You got to go to ericmetaxas.com, and it says sign up for the newsletter. And you get all the stuff at the end of the week that we talk about during the week. But the reason I was in Albuquerque, I've just got to share this, and we're going to have the man on this show. We had him on the show a while ago. It was over the radio, but I want to get him in person. There's an archaeologist in Albuquerque named Dr. Stephen Collins. About 25 or so years ago, he was in the Holy Land, and he was giving a tour. He was, you know, and so he was preparing himself by reading the scriptures about Sodom the night before. And he said he didn't know if it was because he was tired or what, but he said it didn't make sense. He's reading the scripture, and it doesn't make sense with what he's looking at, because he's looking at the landscape. You know, he's saying that it seems like Sodom would have been over here. Why do all the maps have it over here? And by the way, nobody's ever discovered Sodom. So he's thinking, I don't know who's going by, but it doesn't make any sense. So he then comes to the conclusion. He says he read it four times over and over to figure out, am I going crazy, or does it clearly say that it should be over here? He comes to the conclusion that the scripture says it should be over here and not where everybody has it on the maps. So being an archaeologist, he takes the time to visit that area, to spend a lot of time looking to see if there is the ruins of a city that people have missed. He finds what's called a tell, T-E-L, which is sort of like a fake hill. In other words, if you find a hill that's not there because of the natural geography, usually it's just an ancient city that was covered over by dirt and stuff. So in any event, he finds a tell. He spends years excavating. They discover what is surely the actual city of Sodom, never discovered before. And like a lot of these ancient cities, it is a city upon a city upon a city. In other words, you're talking about centuries and centuries of civilization in one spot.
Right.
Through various layers of the history. You see the archaeology, okay? He excavates it, and it goes all the way back. So he found the gate of Abraham. In other words, it says Abraham is sitting in the city gate. He found that gate.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he was telling us this because it was a big event. The reason I was in Albuquerque Friday night was a big event to honor Dr. Stephen Collins. And I got to tell you, it is so crazy. But the pièce de résistance of the whole thing, it says in the scripture that Sodom was destroyed by fire from heaven.
Yes.
This is where it gets crazy, because he brought in other scientists. There is a layer. But here's what's weird. You never have an ancient city that suddenly stops existing. But that was the fact with this city. All the cities in this area continued to exist, but this one sort of like ceased to exist at a certain point, which is very odd. I mean, how do you have millennia of life and you know, city life, civilization, and then suddenly gone? Well, they found a layer. Sounds like I'm making this up. They found a layer where the sand had been turned to glass. In other words, the scientists have determined that it must have been either a radioactive blast or some kind of blast of such intense heat above, not underneath, above this area, and it just sort of like vaporized everything and then turned all the rock and the sand to kind of like melted it. So he was on this program a couple of years ago, I think, when I first visited there. But we want to get him in the studio because there's a new book out. But the idea that we in our time have discovered the biblical city of Sodom and that archaeology contributes to the veracity of the biblical record is staggering, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that the narrative has bent dramatically in the direction of the historicity of the first chapters of the Bible that people dismissed as myth? So had to say that.
Okay.
We've got a lot of other kooky stuff to share. We're going to be we're going to talk to Rebecca in this hour and an hour or two. We got to share more stuff, and then we're going to have John Zmirak. So don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I have a story for you. My goodness. I'm sitting here in the studio in New York with Rebecca Bender. The book is In Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Journey from Trafficked to Triumphant. Rebecca, it is just hard to believe that you have lived this story. I know the rudiments of it because I've read about it. But for my audience who knows nothing, what happened to you?
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in a small town in Oregon, and even though I had a fairly normal kind of small town childhood like any other kid, I, you know, went to swim holes as a little girl, and I'd bring a salt shaker out to the garden and pick a tomato every summer. I still had vulnerabilities, and kids even from good homes have vulnerabilities. My parents divorced when I was 9. It's a really ugly divorce. My dad started drinking real heavy. My mom was dating in and out, you know, working jobs now to make ends meet and, you know, being a normal single woman. But as an only child, that created pockets for me of feeling really unwanted, really alone, and really unimportant, even though that wasn't their intention, right? Parents do the best they can.
Yes.
But I still was a normal kid in school. I was gregarious. I was involved. I was a varsity athlete. I was a cheerleader and a goalie. We were at a 6A school, so we played all over. I was on honor roll, prom court, harvest ball queen. I mean, really, really involved. Would have never been put in an at-risk youth category. Graduated a year early at 17 because I had enough high school credits. And then I had a baby. And it was a really hard decision to unenroll from the university and give up my dorm room, stay in my small town, which I had really wanted to get out of.
Did you have pro-life convictions that you just thought, I wouldn't want to take the life of this child? Or like, how did that happen for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wasn't really raised in a faith-based home. I had a praying grandma and a praying aunt. And so I went to church as a little girl when I would stay the night there. Went to Awana's and Vacation Bible School. But my parents were not living as Christians. So right. I don't remember having any conversations growing up about pro-life, pro-choice, either side. Mm. I just, when I found out I was pregnant, something in me just was in love already with this little baby, whether it was a boy or girl, I didn't know. And then I found out it was a little girl, and she's an incredible young woman today who is what kept me fighting for my life when things took a really, really downward twist. So.
And when did that happen?
So I had my daughter, and now I'm a single, you know, 18-year-old girl trying to put herself through community college and had poverty. You know, I'm living in poverty. Your government's paying for my daycare while I'm just trying to figure it out. But I'm living in this small town, and you think, is this it? Like, is this the life that you really want to live as a small-town teen mom? Which was really devastating for me because I was so active and involved in life. And I really was excited to get out of my town and do something. That spirit of adventure that God created me with felt very stunted. So my friends moved into an apartment out of the dorm room and had an extra room up in the college town. I thought, this is it. This is my opportunity. But when I got to the college town, Eugene, Oregon, where the University of Oregon is, I had those same vulnerabilities that I couldn't identify at that age, of course, of being unimportant and alone, because now I'm the girl on campus with the kid, which wasn't really that common 20 years ago, you know, especially in a college town. And everyone that's going to college has dreams and ambitions. And so you feel really left behind and you feel very much like an outsider until I met the most amazing guy. He seemed to have all the answers to all my problems. He had ambition and dreams, really big dreams that he sucked me into. he was funny and charming and spent so much time with me and my daughter, being that father figure that I think broken 9-year-old me really wanted, but that I really wanted for my little girl as a single mom. But he was a con artist. And, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I was taught stranger danger. I was taught, you know, don't go to the white minivan if they offer you puppy and a candy. But I was not taught what to look for when someone is a trafficker in Eugene, Oregon. Like, that wasn't even a thought.
So he was already a sex trafficker, and he was recruiting you, or was he sort of interested in you and it kind of morphed into that?
He was a trafficker who already had a victim in his control that I did not know about until much later, years later even. He had this completely planned. And so all traffickers take victims through this cycle, and it's called dating, grooming, recruit. It's a recruitment tactic, and then they turn you out, and that's how it works.
You see, this is where if people don't think there's evil in the world, what is this if not evil? I mean, it's an amazing thing. I can think of all kinds of crimes, but this kind of deliberate deception mm-hmm. of a young woman with a child
yep.
so that you can make money off of her body
yep.
in this way, it's pretty mind-blowing for most people. And of course, most of us are trained to think that, you know, most people, because it's true, are decent people. They wouldn't do something like that. And so obviously he would.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, the commercial sex industry in America is a multi-billion dollar industry, from strip clubs to pornography to street prostitution, online, cam girls, webcam, you name it. This is a pornography, right? It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And if we don't think that there are bad guys that are trying to cash in and get a small slice of that,
right.
we're being naive, especially in such a hypersexual culture that we're living in nowadays. I mean, softcore porn has become our mainstream media.
That's
and we're
right.
raising up our little boys and girls with that plastered in their face. And there will be long-term consequence. There will be demand from men that traffickers can sell to.
Right.
And so it's both sides of the equation. I think vulnerable people are highly at risk. And so trafficking exists in every community in America. And if we all close our eyes and imagine who the vulnerable people are in our communities, not only are they being targeted by traffickers, but those are oftentimes the young men that become traffickers themselves.
Well, so what happened to you? At what point does this leap over into you're being trafficked?
So 6 months he's dating me, getting to know my hopes, my dreams, really beginning shifting those ideologies that I have, and everything becomes about us and the family and we, and I'm an 18, you know, turning 19 year old girl in love. You know, you think small town girl, I'm head over heels in love. I've met the man of my dreams. Finally, I've been given a silver spoon instead of what felt like a broken McDonald's spork that I had been raised with. And he invited me to move in with him. I was so excited. I remember, you know, you give your 30-day notice at your apartment, I'm packing up, and I can remember he came over as I was packing up the boxes, and he said, my job is relocating me to Las Vegas. It's entertainment capital of the world. The bands that I represent as a manager are getting gigs there, but you and the baby can't come because families don't live in Vegas. And I went, he thinks we're a family. Like, this was the first time that it felt really... And I begged to go.
Of course.
Right? I'm thinking trafficking's kidnapping. And so I think what people really don't understand is that domestic traffic victims, we grew up in the same culture as you guys, right? I also pictured trafficking as kidnapping, as smuggled 9-year-olds that are handcuffed to radiators and, you know, and...
So you move with him to Las Vegas, but at what point does he begin to push you into doing these things that you wouldn't have dreamt of doing?
Yeah, within a day or two of arriving, it was immediate. It was that took my daughter. We left my baby with his brother, who I had met lots. This was like, you know, you're meeting your in-laws. You think it's a big step in your relationship. We had met him many, many times. So he helped us move. So he was going to watch the baby and we were going to go out. And I'm 19 in Las Vegas and I'm living my best life, I'm thinking. I'm, you know, going to the club. I'm doing whatever, I think, 19-year-old girl in Vegas does. You're excited. You're enamored. And there's an enticement about Las Vegas that can feel mesmerizing as a small town girl.
Right.
And unfortunately, instead, he took me not to a club. He took me to an escort service. And he said, you're going to need to get the money back that it cost us to move you here, because that's what I was using for my job. And at first, I showed a lot of trepidation. I pushed back. No, this isn't what, you know, this doesn't sound like, sounds like prostitution. That's not what I'm into. And he continued to pressure and pressure. I still continued to hesitate. And that's when he slapped me across the face. And I can remember having this moment of not only the shock of feeling obviously abused, as any person who's experienced domestic violence has probably felt, and then kind of pushing it away and thinking, well, we're adults now. And I'd seen my dad throw things against the wall. I'd seen my mom date a guy who'd been abusive during her time dating. And so there was some desensitization there for sure. But then what really hit me was, I don't know where my baby is. Actually, don't know my address by heart. I didn't give my address to anybody. My baby's at home with his family. Like, I'm just going to get the money back. Maybe it'll just be dancing like he says, and things will go back to being hopeful tomorrow. And I'll get the money back, and we'll go back to living this dream that I had. That I, you know, part of you, I think, when you're in the midst of this trauma and you're 19 and you have all these other vulnerabilities, you don't want your dream to go to end so quickly.
We're going to hit pause there. This is a story, folks. Don't go away. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Thousands of gun rights activists and other groups are crowding the streets around Virginia's capital to protest plans by the state's Democratic leadership to pass gun control legislation. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declared a temporary state of emergency days ahead of Monday's rally and banned weapons from the area in front of the Capitol building. President Trump's legal team is asserting that he did absolutely nothing wrong and are calling the impeachment case flimsy and a dangerous perversion of the Constitution. The brief from the president's lawyers filed before arguments expected this week. It's meant to counter a brief filed by House Democrats that summarized weeks of testimony from more than a dozen witnesses in laying out the impeachment case. The head of the Chinese government expert team says human-to-human transmission has now been confirmed in an outbreak of a new coronavirus. This is SRN News.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Wearing a frown, Blue Jack.
Hey there, folks. I'm having an important conversation with Rebecca Bender, who's telling us a horrific but ultimately triumphant and redemptive story. We're not to the triumphant and redemptive part yet. This is the dark part of the story. The book is In Pursuit of Love. Okay, so you feel forced to go along with this. He says it's an escort service. What happens at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you comply out of fear. For a long time, I used to tell the story of like, and so I went inside and I did this. And after so many people would have questions like, well, why? Why wouldn't you run? Why wouldn't you call 911? It really forced me to grapple with my own why. And there's so much about brainwashing and psychology and trauma that I think it's, unless you really are studying it, it's hard to understand why your brain works certain ways that it does in the midst of.
And let's face it, you're a kid. I mean, you're 19 years old.
Right.
You've got this powerful man sort of, you know, sweet talking you into moving and all this. I mean, it's very complicated. Now, so what are the first steps of this? You go to an escort service. I mean, you know, there are different kinds of escort services. What was required of you? I mean, did you just go through this, or did it get worse and worse and suddenly become prostitution or whatever? Did it start that way?
Well, most escort services are 100% always prostitution. And someone who says different is trying to fool people would be my stance on that. I lived it. I know exactly what happens behind those. What I think is important specifically with this was my trafficker kept saying, it's just dancing. It's just dancing. It's just dancing. This is how they book girls to dance in those big suites for those big Vegas parties. And I'm not that naive, but I'm really wanting to believe who you love and trust, you know? So I go in the room, the escort service, and there's a dry erase board on the wall, and it has categories: blonde, brunette, redhead, Asian, exotic. And there's all these dancer names underneath: Ivy, Bambi, Candy. And I'm thinking, okay, so it's some, you know, like, all right, I'm trusting him. And the phone girl pulls out some paperwork, and it's like medical paper. You know, it's so much fine print. You're just kind of pretending like you're reading it, but no one really does sometimes read those things. And the lady can tell that I'm doing that. And she looks up and says to me, it just says that you're not going to solicit sex. We don't hire those kinds of girls. And I went, see, I can trust him. And so it was these little incremental moments that I kept kind of falling for the lie, and maybe just wanting to with my rose-colored goggles. But it wasn't just dancing. And over the next 6 years, I end up being bought and sold and traded between three different traffickers. Had two men tattoo their names on my back like a piece of cattle so I could be returned if I ran, strip you of your identity.
I mean, so anybody who wonders whether this is modern day slavery, I mean, I cannot even believe, you know, when I read that, I said, wow, that is just as evil as it gets.
It's really hard. I mean, you know, that's the term modern day slavery is used often, and there's a lot of controversy behind that term, and rightfully so, right? It's hard to imagine what happened back in the transatlantic slave times that
we know that it's not that. But when you are talking about for years being beaten and forced to do these horrific things, you know, it is a shocking thing,
I
think, for most Americans to know this is going on under our noses. That's why whenever anybody says, hey, Las Vegas is great, I think, you know what? I don't think so.
Right. It's not.
Because I think it's attracting a lot of people looking for a little quote unquote fun. And where does that fun come from?
Exactly.
It comes from manipulating young girls like you.
And beating. I mean, at this point now, I've had my face broken 5 times. I've had my palate cracked, my nose twice. I've been hospitalized.
I mean, you say this pretty cavalierly and quickly. I can't even believe that.
Yeah, it was a horrible time. I just wanted to die. I tried to kill myself twice. I got completely addicted to drugs. By 21, I was strung out on drugs. My daughter was taken by my family. They said, until you get clean, you're not going to get her back. No one thinks trafficking. Everyone just kept thinking, you're on drugs. You've married a drug dealer. Not married, I'm sorry. They're like, you're in a relationship with a drug dealer. And I'm thinking, we're going to get married. It's going to get fine. It's going to get better. He's now telling me it's not the moving money. Now it's because of my drugs that he has to keep forcing me to do. So it just became excuse after excuse. I just was shocked.
Well, when you talk about having your face broken,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, most people don't ever have that happen one time. That is a horrifying thing that a man would do that to a woman.
It's extreme abuse. I'd be given an hour to sleep in the closet. We had other women in the homes. So I ended up the last family that I was in, quote unquote family, had three other women and another child. So there's four women and two children. And it's very much like little cults. Very brainwashing. Yes, right, very much right. You get rewarded for cooperation. You get punished for non-cooperation. They're replacing your ideologies with this new set of rules that you have to follow. The other victims are also taught to monitor one another. So you tell when someone doesn't obey the rule if the trafficker isn't with you at all times. You're given 45 minutes to shop at the grocery store. I mean, it's very controlled, very regimented. Some women were forced to have abortions. You don't get to choose.
I mean, this is a good opportunity to say that anybody who consumes any kind of pornography, you're probably contributing to this. Just in case you need another reason not to do it, think about that you're probably contributing to this kind of stuff. Just have to ask you, the person who did this to you, did he go to jail?
So in 2006, the way that I escaped is the feds raided the home. They had been tipped off by a neighbor.
Actually, you know what? This is an important moment. Let's pause. When we come back, we're going to hear what happened. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. The book, brand new, In Pursuit of Love by Rebecca Bender. We'll be right back. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do. Okay. And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the 3-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks, or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxer Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Hey folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to Rebecca Bender, who's the author of a new book, In Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Journey from Trafficked to Triumphant. We're still in the trafficked part of this story. I mean, this went on for years, what you've described, horrible physical abuse, mental abuse, everything. Did your parents have some idea of where you were and that you were sort of okay?
Yeah, I mean, there was yes and no. They felt like there was always this. My mom described it as our relationship was like a rope, and over time it became a thread. And she'd press for information, and I would need to hang up. I need to get going. She would randomly show up to Vegas to check on me, and we weren't allowed to tell her where we lived. We'd put her in a nice hotel to quote unquote spoil her, because she wasn't actually allowed to know. And she started calling 911. She called 911 a couple times, and she's really afraid. She hadn't heard from me. She thought maybe something had happened. And they said, without an address, ma'am, there's nothing we can do. She's an adult. She's like, this is the problem, is we don't know where she is. She has my grandbaby with her. You know, it's very scary for parents. And brainwashing is a very real thing. I think that's something parents can look for, is who are your kids talking to online? Internet safety. And this isn't just a girl's issue. As you said earlier, this is a boy's issue. And how are we raising young men to be in a pornified culture? How are we raising young men to defend and protect?
Yeah, and you know what? You know who's saying that? Nobody. Yeah. Like, maybe on this program, you'll hear it once in a while, but you don't hear people talking about this. That's what porn is. Porn contributes to this. Is there any question? No, there's not.
Right.
What your story, multiply it times thousands. It is absolutely monstrous. So you said that you're into the 6 years of this hell. And at some point you said there's an FBI raid.
Federal. So it's a different departments within the federal investigation.
Right, right.
It wasn't the Bureau. But yes. Yeah, so I'm in the third crime family. That's when I was actually with the longest, had really deep bonds with the other women. They were, you know, my only sources of friendship and normalcy. And so really strong bonds now, where physical running is you're able to do. But the mental, I mean, you felt your sanity just slipping away, and you think, my friend, I can't leave her. I can't leave that other child there. I can't. So there's just, it's just crazy. It's very much like this trauma tornado that you're living in. So feds in 06, they'd started this investigation in 05. By 06, they raided one of the homes. Within a few months, they were in Vegas, then surrounding one of the other houses, looking for the people they had arrest warrants for. And my trafficker actually had me take the kids and jump a 6-foot fence and hide in the backyard of our neighbor's yard until I got a phone call that it was safe to come home. And after about 9 months, two of the women were actually sentenced to prison for tax evasion, because our trafficker put everything in their social to keep his hands clean. And then he didn't do it well enough, and he ended up signing a plea deal on a tax evasion charge and was sentenced to 24 months in prison. That was it. We were all too afraid to talk. And I grabbed my baby, and I packed everything I could fit in a suitcase, and I ran. I called my mom and asked her to put a plane ticket on her credit card, because I had learned during one attempt at escape, I did have multiple attempts to run. I just want to say it wasn't like I never tried. I got all the way to the airport, and I couldn't buy a ticket. Post 9/11, you can't buy plane tickets with cash. Most people don't know that. I learned that from trying to escape. And trafficker doesn't leave you a debit card. How are you supposed to get on the plane, you know? So what I learned was starting your life over is really, really hard. I think people, they get excited about the phrase human trafficking. It's kind of this buzzword of we're going to help and rescue and da-da-da. And it's great. You want to help victims get out. It's very much needed. I'm not downplaying that by any means. But I think we're expecting to get girls out, give them Jesus and their GED, and somehow it all magically comes together. And it's not quite that simple. And I can remember sitting in my, I slept on couches at first. I, you know, you're poor. You don't have a fork to your name, a pillow, and you're homeless.
And let's not forget, you are deeply traumatized. I mean, what you've been through, there is no way to just skip away from that.
And now you have a criminal record from multiple arrests for prostitution, so you're embarrassed for job interviews and background checks. Plus, all the vulnerabilities that got you trafficked in the first place are still there. I'm still now a single mom trying to figure it out, but now I'm 26 instead of 19.
And you're living where now? Back in Oregon?
Back in Oregon. I'm sleeping on family's couches.
And at what point does God come into the picture?
Well, God had came in about halfway through, so make sure you guys get the book, because there's lots more twists and turns, and we can fit in this time frame a lot more. But I got radically delivered from drug addiction at the altar of a church halfway through my trafficking, filled with the Holy Spirit.
While you're in the trafficking,
yes,
you went to a church.
I tried to kill myself because my mom had taken my daughter. I go into Victory Outreach, which is like a teen challenge, and to try to get clean. And I'm radically delivered at the altar. And I go back to my trafficker, convinced that it was the drugs. And now that I'm clean and sober, he'll love me and he'll stop making me do this. That's not what happened. That's when I got traded and sold to more traffickers. So needless to say, I knew that God existed because I'd had that experience. And here I am having this now what moment. I now am in government subsidized housing, got off the couch, got into housing. And I remember, you know, being on food stamps, poverty wage job, minimum wage job, just sitting at my kitchen table and saying, is this it? I got this. I don't want this either. God, is this all you have for me? Is this what you saved me for? Is this hope-filled life that the Christians talk about? This sucks too. I don't want this. And I remember the Lord saying very clearly, if you give me the same time amount of time that you gave the enemy, I will never be outdone. And I thought, all right, you've 6 years. And if you don't change things, I'm out. That's this come to Jesus moment with God where it's just being yourself and just talking to him like the real father and redeemer that he is radically changed me.
And so that happens when you're in this situation of poverty. And now your story now, I mean, it's an amazing thing. You're a graduate of Bethel Seminary. You're married. You have four daughters. Your life is so dramatically different. How did that part of it happen? We just have 30 seconds in this segment, and then we'll go to another segment.
I just felt like this God didn't save me for nothing, and I really wanted to figure out what that was for. What was all of this for? It couldn't have been for nothing, and I think that's what resilience is. It's not just going back to how things used to be. Resilience is fighting and digging to create something better than before and to figure out what is it that you want me to do with all of my past, and how can I use it for a purpose, and what does God want that the enemy intended for harm? What does God want to do for his honor and glory? And really setting out on a journey to figure out what that was. And that's been an incredible ride with God. It's been so fun.
We're going to hear more in a moment. Folks, do not go away. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, the brand new book, In Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Journey from Trafficked to Triumphant. Rebecca Bender is the author. Stick around.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Thousands of gun rights activists and other groups are crowding the streets around Virginia's capital to protest plans by the state's Democratic leadership to pass gun control legislation. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declared a temporary state of emergency days ahead of Monday's rally and banned weapons from the area in front of the Capitol building. President Trump's legal team is asserting that he did
absolutely nothing wrong and are calling the impeachment case flimsy and a dangerous perversion of the Constitution. The brief from the president's lawyers filed before arguments expected this week. It's meant to counter a brief filed by House Democrats that summarized weeks of testimony from more than a dozen witnesses in laying out the impeachment case. The head of the Chinese government expert team says human-to-human transmission has now been confirmed in an outbreak of a new coronavirus. This is SRN News.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Hey there, folks. I love ABBA, but I love talking to Rebecca Bender more. So I'm going to talk to Rebecca Bender. Rebecca, we're at the really happy part of your story because you are now working with law enforcement to help women going through what you went through. Your book, In Pursuit of Love, has blurbs from Ashton Kutcher, Christine Kane. So how did that happen? I mean, how did you go from being, you know, a down and out woman in poverty trying to raise a daughter with nothing to this point?
You know, it's obviously God, but it's he used the local church. It was so impactful for me. I found community there. I found belonging. I found women that came around me regardless of my past and just loved me. I remember my grandpa being an incredibly great Christian man. And he was such a good man. And I knew that good men existed. And they may have been few and far between in the world that I had experienced, but I knew they were there. My uncle taught Awanas. He taught at Christian schools. My grandfather was an incredibly strong Christian man. And so I knew that God had someone for me. And I met my husband in church. And it was just kind of one of those moments that I thought, God, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to keep going through this cycle. And I need you to change me. You know, coming to Jesus about your issues and saying, I came through a fire. Of course, I smell like smoke. It's okay. It's okay to say, yeah, I've got this issue. I have this character flaw. I have this bad habit. Not going to allow it to own me. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to figure out how to get through. But I think identifying your issues and going after them is the first key to overcoming. So that's what happened. And I just loved the word of God. It radically changed my life. I loved culturally contextualizing scripture and doing exegesis. And so I just prayed.
That's pretty rare. it's so interesting because God makes us, you know, in such mysterious ways. The idea that you could come through a life like that and suddenly like reading the Bible and interpreting it in ways that make sense for today and whatever, and how he's now using you in that. I know you do speaking on these issues. Mm-hmm. You preach in churches. And now you have a book out.
I do. Yeah.
That's great.
God just loves girls like me. If you read the Bible, you know that he loves girls like me. And so I'm so honored. Now I have four daughters.
You have four daughters.
I told God when we found out, I didn't want girls. I don't want them to turn out like me. And he said, if they turn out like you, that'll be okay. Because he saw current me, sees future me, doesn't see past me. And we can do that in our own lives. But
oh, my goodness.
Now we work with law enforcement to train how to identify and respond to domestic human trafficking. We've trained over 100,000 law enforcement agents, FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, undercover cops, vice schools. We've worked dozens of cases where I actually take the stand as a human trafficking expert and testify, just like a blood splatter expert.
Yeah.
Actually testify to jurors and help get them a basis before trial begins.
Yeah.
And we've had 644 women go through our online school, which helps a faith-based school that helps women identify what they're going to do with the rest of their life.
Oh,
so do career exploration, resume building, deeper levels of healing through a variety of just, you know, teaching prayer.
Well, I mean, you've seen real evil in your life, and you've seen God redeem the darkest of that. And it's just, it's one of those stories. You know, I want people who listen to this program to know about both, to know there's serious darkness, which is why we need God,
mm-hmm.
but then to realize, oh yeah, there is, God is real.
Yes.
And how he's using you today, it's just amazing. We're out of time. Rebecca Bender, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This book is an important book, folks. In Pursuit of Love, One Woman's Journey from Traffic to Triumphant. It's brand new. Rebecca Bender is the author, and this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Thanks for listening. Grab a copy of In Pursuit of Love, please. Let me remind our listeners that we're doing a fundraiser for CSI. We need to raise as much money as we can for CSI to free slaves. Every $250 we raise on this program goes toward freeing a slave. Now, the way that is done is CSI says, listen, we will give you an expensive vaccine for your cattle. Will you give us that person who is meant to be free? Will you give us that person? Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You see the banner and you give that way. It's wonderful. I mean, you talk about changing lives. That's like an understatement.
And real quick, the phone number, 888-253-3522. Okay, 888-253-3522.